would invite you to prepare yourselves for a meaningful experience by listening to the music that will be offered here as we open, and then an opening reflections from our undergraduate academic dean.
Thank you. That was beautiful. I'm Deirdre Longacre-Smeltzer. I'm the undergraduate academic dean. I want to welcome you to this fall recognition chapel. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This quote from Aristotle conveys a sense of the hard work and persistence required for achievement and success. Excellence doesn't just happen. It must be diligently cultivated. Or, as George Washington Carver said, there is no shortcut to achievement. Life requires thorough preparation. Veneer isn't worth anything. This morning, we are recognizing undergraduate students who have made excellence a habit. Their excellence may be seen in the classroom or on the athletic field, in a leadership or management role, as a peer tutor, or as a musical performer. Today's public recognitions are representative of the many students who are using their time, gifts, and abilities for the betterment of our community. Every student and each of their achievements is unique, but together they all contribute to the common good. The work of these students is a source of inspiration, a source of pride, and a challenge to the rest of us as we also strive for excellence. Each of you, those being formally recognized and those who are here to help honor them, is capable of great things. To the student recipients of the honors being distributed today, we celebrate with you and we thank you for your contributions.
My name is Joan Griffin, and I'm chair of the music department. I am pleased to recognize the following students who please come to the stage quickly, please. Sarah Suter, Heather Evans, Anne Marie Baer, Carissa Scher, Julio Garner, Jeffrey Smoker, Aaron Hershey, and Jacinda Staley. Six of these students performed as soloists in the Music Department Gala in November. Two, Jacinda and Aaron, performed in Twelfth Night, playing music composed specifically for them for this production. All of these students put in many hours of individual preparation and rehearsal time, going well above and beyond any course requirements. They are to be commended for their commitment to the art of music making, their personal artistic accomplishments, and their contributions to the musical life of the EMU community. Congratulations, students.
Good morning. I'm Marty Snavely, and I'm the assistant in the Academic Support Center, and I invite Jasmine Harris to come forward. Jasmine has been a student assistant in the Academic Support Center for 4 years that she's been here as a student, and we want to recognize her today for her dedication, for her caring spirit, for her loyal work to our office, her excellent work in our office with students and staff. And we wish her success in the future. Thank you, Jasmine.
Hello, my name is Liz Aldifer. Sorry, I have a cold, so I might cough a lot. But I am the spring semester co-president of the Student Nurses Association. And on behalf of the nursing students and nursing faculty, I am presenting three awards to three of our Level 3 seniors who are graduating in December. Our first award is our academic award. Sam Moyer, if you'd stand, is the recipient of this award. Sam has been nominated for this award for excelling not only in the classroom, but in the clinical setting. Sam is someone who has become extremely knowledgeable and has shown amazing skill whenever working with clients and peers. I personally have worked with Sam, and if I ever needed anything, Sam's the man to go to. So congratulations, Sam. Our second award is a leadership award. Courtney Jones is the recipient of this award. Courtney has been recognized for leadership all around. In the clinical setting, Courtney has taken initiative and has been a great role model for all the nursing students. Her involvement in this semester's nursing pinning ceremony has truly been an act of leadership on her part. She's a perfect representation of a nursing leader, someone who advocates for not only herself, but her peers and patients. As initiator in circumstances others may not take on, and again, a wonderful role model. So congratulations, Courtney. Our third award is our Sacred Covenant Award. Valentina Acevedo, I don't know if I said that right, I hopefully don't butcher it, is the recipient of this award. EMU's nursing program has a sacred covenant that lies in the Bible verse, do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God, Micah 6:8. There are 9 approaches within the sacred covenant: advocacy, agape love, empowerment, grace, justice, partnership, presence, reconciliation, and service. Valentina's peers and faculty have agreed and that she has shown all these approaches to care. And I know for a fact she has, because when we had written on the nominee ballot why they are nominating her, every single one of those 9 was represented in you. So that's really honorable.
Good morning. I am Celeste Thomas, and I am the Multicultural and Student Athlete Advisor. And this morning, I am recognizing the Black Student Union, who I also advise. This group came together this semester, and they have just been, come on up. And they have just been wonderful to work with. I have the opportunity to not only work with them as multicultural students, but 4 of the 5 are also student athletes. So they happen to bridge both areas that I work in. They came into a situation this semester where they were rebuilding and restarting an organization that had not done a whole lot in the previous year. And so with that being said, they have shown up and shown out this semester. Not only are they student leaders, but they are also, as I said, student athletes, and they have done an excellent job of balancing. So we have on the stage with us this morning to be recognized London Wheeler, who is the president of the Black Student Union, Christian Parks, who is the vice president, Makora Nwewe, who is our secretary, Philip Watson, who is our treasurer, and Richard Robinson, who is our work study student who works with us and has been tirelessly with us at every event. I think there might be some influence from the president being his roommate that he has been at every event even prior to becoming our work study student. So I wanted to recognize him. So please recognize these students for their excellence this semester. Thank you.
I'm Steve Johnson. I'm the Chair of Visual and Communication Arts and Theater, and we'd like to call five VACA students up. Theater awards will be in the spring. Stephanie Toth, London Wheeler, Catherine Burling, Caleb Slaybaugh, and Jonathan Bush, if you could all come up.
We just wanted to let you in on a little secret about how professors feel about students who hack their assignments. We actually really like that when it's done well. And so Stephanie Toth, who is a digital media major and is in VidCam, which is Introduction to Video and Audio class, has taken her assignments and turned them inside out and upside down and just used different platforms and has been really original in the way that she's addressed the assignments, and it's inspired other students. She's incredibly collaborative. And the other students so many times have said, "We can do that, right?" So yes, yes, you can. and you get recognized for it, so Stephanie.
And M&Ms for all. We'd also like to recognize London Wheeler, who is the recipient of this year's Matthew Allen Steyer VACA Scholarship Grant for excellence and dedication in the field of photography. Yeah. London's not only an excellent photographer, but he's been an important peer mentor for other VACA students, inspiring others to go to the next level in their photography. And he's already received the award and certificate for this, but you still got the M&Ms. We'd also like to recognize Catherine Burling, who couldn't make it today. She became an art major late in the game, but once she decided on her path, wow, she really surprised us, putting up an impromptu painting show. Unbeknownst to us, we walked in one day to the gallery, and there it was. And then she went to the next level, creating this stellar senior solo exhibit that really blew us away with its quality. So congratulations to Catherine also.
I'm Jerry Holsoppel from VACA. Caleb, before I give you this, would you mind running to the print shop, printing a 12 by 24, going to the library, checking out a filter for the Leica, old Leica, and could you program the ghost? That's just normal. Done. It's already done. He already anticipated it, and he did it all with a smile. Caleb has been our technology assistant for 2.5 years or whatever now, and he always does what's needed. He anticipates what's needed. He always does it with a smile, and he's always willing and able to go for extra projects, help finish projects that don't get finished when we work for outside clients, and his own work even inspires other students to work harder. So we appreciate that from Caleb a lot. Jonathan Bush. Yeah. Jonathan brings three things together. He works harder than almost any student I know. And he brings his conceptual ideas and his aesthetic work to the highest level possible. And he makes other students a bit jealous. They say, "Boy, I wish I could do that." And I simply want to say, maybe if you work a little harder than Jonathan does, you might get close. But the real reason we're giving this beyond his stellar work is the fact that I often see Jonathan in the lab helping other students achieve their own potential. And I really value that.
Amanata, can you come forward? I am Kathy Fisher, a lecturer in the Intensive English program. And I would first like to say that although Kathleen Roth, our director, and all the IEP teachers would like to honor all of the students in Level 6, who as of next week will have completed their language studies in the IEP, we are limiting ourselves to one student, Aminata Muhammad Wallet, who comes to us from Mali and Ghana. Aminata has been a consistently excellent student, but even more than through her schoolwork, she has earned our respect for the gracious way through her words and actions she encourages her classmates and her teachers to live and act according to our principles. She is serious about her studies, but she adds humor and lightheartedness to each class that she's a part of, and she readily supports her classmates in their work. She's a good friend to all of us. And you are all fortunate that she will be studying as an undergraduate student at EMU. And so I am very proud to give Aminata this award.
Morning, I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics, and before I introduce the student athletes who have received honors at the conference, regional or national level, let me first of all thank you all for your support that you've given to the athletic teams this fall. They talk about it a lot in the office and in the locker rooms, how important it is to have support from students as well as faculty and staff. I want to thank you for that, including those who drove all the way to Ohio for the national cross-country meet. As I introduce these student athletes, I'm going to invite them to come forward and stand on the steps in front as I read the honors that they have received. Please hold your applause until the end. There are a couple that I will make a special note of. We begin on men's cross country with Ryan Gaiman, who was ODAC, in case you're not familiar, Old Dominion Athletic Conference, you'll hear that, ODAC Runner of the Week three times. He was first team all ODAC, first team all South Region. He was the regional individual champion. He was the regional male athlete of the year, and he was a participant in the national championship race. And if you have not had a chance to see the video, the TV spot that was done by Channel 3, please check the homepage on that, and there will be a feature article coming out at the beginning of the second semester done by our marketing department on what Ryan has achieved throughout his career. Jacob Landis was all ODAC second team. He was a Virginia Farm Bureau athlete, scholar athlete, and I'll just mention that this year we have a number of scholar athletes. That is the highest award given by the individual sports within the ODAC and qualifies them for the Scholar Athlete of the Year. At the end of the year, we'll be voting on that. He was also the Royals Athlete of the Week, Southeast Regional Team, and he also participated, qualified for the national championship. And Alec Thibodeau, all ODAC second team, and he also was in the Southeast Regional Team. On the women's cross-country side, Hannah Chapel Dick, all ODAC first team, and the Women's Cross-Country Scholar Athlete of the Year in the ODAC. Kat Lehman, four-time ODAC Runner of the Week, all ODAC first team, ODAC Rookie of the Year, regional team, and qualifier for the national championship, finishing 202nd out of 275. And Jolie Payden, Royals Athlete of the Week and all ODAC second team. The sport of field hockey, Melissa Cox, Royals Athlete of the Week and all ODAC third team. Janessa Durstein, Royals Athlete of the Week the end of October and all ODAC second team. Bethany Hench, ODAC second team. Mandy Stowers, ODAC second team. And Camille Williams, ODAC third team. In men's golf, Caleb Slayball, Royals Athlete of the Week, September 15 to 21. In the men's soccer, Jonathan Bush, Royal Athlete of the Week, October 13 to 19. Chris Downs, ODAC first team. Jake Lind, ODAC third team. Mark Mast, ODAC first team. Adam Moyer, Royals Athlete of the Week, September 29. And Andrew Yoder, Royals Athlete of the Week in October 6 to 12, and he also is the Farm Bureau Scholar Athlete in men's soccer in the ODAC. Women's soccer, Morgan Hill, Royals Athlete of the Week, September 1 to 7, Nora Osei, ODAC third team, and Hannah Walker, ODAC third team. And in women's volleyball, Katie Miller, Royals Athlete of the Week, November 3 to 9, and Sarah Ritchie, Royals Athlete of the Week, August 25 to 31. Although we have had a couple of basketball games, we will save those for later. Please join me in congratulating these on the honors they've received locally, conference, and nationally.
I'm Lana Miller, undergraduate campus pastor, and we have more than 30 students working as ministry and pastoral assistants throughout the school year, but some of them will end their time of working with us in campus ministries this semester, and so want to recognize them. The ministry assistants work on their halls, providing support, care for students, as well as leading small group Bible studies. This is a volunteer position, and so they go above and beyond caring for their faith and also working at what it means to support others as they journey in their lives and faith. So I just ask these three students to stand, Sarah Stolzfus, Maddie Gish, and Paul Lankford. They will be leaving this semester, but wanted to give them special recognition for their dedication, sincerity, and the humbleness in which they serve their halls and in these roles. In addition, there's one pastoral assistant who will be leaving this semester, Jacob Landis. Jacob has served as a pastoral assistant this past semester, working with transfer students and providing extra care for them, as well as on the chapel committee and providing his insight, his faith, Jacob just has a sincere faith that kind of comes out in everything that he does, and he doesn't mind contributing his thoughts and ideas to what we do. And so you will be missed and are very appreciated for what you have offered this semester in campus ministry. So Jacob, if you would stand as well.
My name is Rachel Roth-Sawatsky. I'm the Director of Student Programs and Orientation, and if I could ask Sarah Gingrich and Lauren Souter and Carissa Martin to please come forward while I begin to recognize them. These are three women who have served as managers for Common Grounds Coffee House, which is one of the programs that my department works with. Sarah Gingrich, Products and Marketing Manager for two semesters. The Common Grounds Product and Marketing Manager takes care of product and sales trends tracking, as well as ordering, managing vendor relationships, along with advertising and marketing for the shop. Sarah Gingrich has served in this role for the past year, coming to the Products and Marketing Manager position during a time of significant sales increase. As business remains strong through her tenure, she had the foresight to rethink our procedures to help make our shop run more efficiently and make her responsibilities more manageable. Specifically, she sourced a local dairy option, the Shenandoah Family Farm Co-op, for most of our dairy purchases. In so doing, we now offer dairy options that are both local and delivered right to our shop, as opposed to making several weekly trips to Costco across town. This has been actually a very significant contribution to the overall viability of our business. All the while, she handled the rest of her many responsibilities with grace and ease. Sarah, I've enjoyed your friendship as well as appreciated you as a member of our management team. Carissa Martin, Operations Manager for three semesters. The Common Grounds Operation Manager oversees all aspects of hiring, training, supervising, and communicating with our staff of 20-plus barista. Carissa Martin has served in this role for the past year and a half. I am amazed at the competence of this young woman who has written countless emails, juggled 20-plus class schedules to make sure we have staff coverage, trained and mentored her peers, dealt with human resource challenges, completed hiring and staff evaluations, and generally made sure that all shop operations have run smoothly. Carissa is an organized person who's able to manage a lot of detail, but that doesn't stop her from relating to other staff in a respectful, compassionate, professional way. Carissa, you've been a valued colleague, and I've been honored to work alongside you. You will be so missed. Lauren Souter, catering manager, 2 semesters. Lauren has worn a path to Costco and set up many bowls of cream puffs over the past year. She is the queen of coffee grinding and delivery for many departments on campus, and she's redone our catering menu many times, providing service to events from 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning to 11 p.m. on a Friday night. This past semester, Lauren took on the special project of developing our new off-site catering service, where Common Grounds Catering is served out of our shop in various locations on campus. Lauren's professionalism and attention to detail has taken her area of our business to the next level. Lauren, you will be missed, but you've made your mark. Thanks for all you've done to promote Common Grounds to the EMU community and for your valuable presence in our management group. Thanks, ladies.
I'm Ken L. Nafziger, Vice President for Student Life, and I'm also the advisor for student government, and that's why I'm here now. I'd like Charlie Good and Aaron Nafziger to come forward as I recognize them. You have representing you 13 senators and 6 executive members, and among those 19 folks this semester, these 2 will be going on cross-cultural, otherwise we'd like to keep them around longer. And you will have the opportunity, all of you as students, to consider running for the roles that they have played. But I want you to hear what they have done so you can think about whether that might fit your gifts and talents. Charlie Good has been our VP for marketing, and in that role, he has become what some would call the master of the mock form. And so those of you who have ended up applying for your funding for your clubs online, you have him to thank for coming up with that online process, which makes it much easier to go about that. But he went beyond that in social media. For those of you who enjoy social media and want to be at the forefront there, he took over the Twittersphere, or whatever that space is called, and got a whole lot of students to respond with questions when we had a forum with the president. And many of the questions that were generated for the president came because of his efforts to open up that space to hear from students the kind of questions that students had about the listening process. And those are the types of opportunities that a VP for marketing has on this campus, and we appreciate the work that Charlie has done to open that up to the campus, and we look forward to one or more of you applying to take on that role as he leaves. We're also grateful to Erin Nafziger. She is the secretary of the student government, and in that role, she keeps the minutes, keeps things going, and make sure we know what happened in case we don't remember more than 30% of what we've heard, which is a norm for most of us. So when it's there in the minutes, we say, oh yeah, Erin, I guess that's what we did say. And she makes sure that we have the kinds of official actions documented. So we're very grateful for the work Erin has done, and we trust that out there, there are some of you who would like to be in charge of what gets officially recorded, so when people look back in the future, they will actually know the kinds of accomplishments that have occurred for the student government. And this student government has been active in multiple ways. They have made sure that the student voice was heard in the meetings with the Board of Trustees. Every student senator has been a member of key university committees, and they are not just sitting there quietly, they are also full voting members, and they make decisions that involve your money. So those of you who are thinking about running for these roles in student government and any vacated positions that come up in the Senate, we invite you to follow in the fine legacy of Charlie Good and Aaron Nafziger. Let's give them a hand.